Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling. I was transferred to you all. Is this the fraud department?
It is.
Okay. I was charged with an item that I didn't authorize.
Hey, what's your zip code?
30094.
First and last name?
Ramon Elder.
Okay, give me one second here and verify your address for me.
5310 Ashley Drive, Southeast Cummings, Georgia, 30094.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, so do you recall completing a survey with Costco or Amazon? And it could have been for a Dyson vacuum or a blender or anything of that nature.
Yeah,
Where you
but
paid the shipping cost?
the shipping cost was supposed to be $5, not $59.99.
Okay, you may not have read over your terms and conditions when you placed that order. You are automatically enrolled into the meal plan. That meal plan allows you to create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day. And it also gives you meal plans and recipe guides. Now, because the terms were not read, where that was explained that you will be charged to $59.89, I can lock in a VIP discount for you that will bring that cost to just $20 a month for you to continue.
Well, I already canceled it, so it was just, yeah, it's all good.
You canceled it with your card company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome to call back with the card company on the line with you, because what happened is when they try and dispute it, they have to notify us. And we'll explain that it was provided when you placed that order for the item. We can help you get this rectified for you.
I said they'll call you all because the card already been canceled. So they'll call.
Okay. Anything else for you, Raymond?
No, that's it.
Thanks for calling customer care.
Mm-hmm.